بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the kalam of Qutada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Hazrat Malana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is May Salamat Rahu Tu Salamat Rahe. May Salamat Rahu Tu Salamat Rahe. Meri Dunya E Ulfat Salamat Rahe. Main salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Samane e sa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Samane aisa khaufe qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein laddat rahe. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein laddat rahe. Mere dil mein tera dard e ulfat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Mere dil mein tera dard e ulfat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega. Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega. Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Teri marzi pe har arzu ho fida. Aur dil mein bhi iski na hasrat rahe. Teri marzi pe har arzu ho fida. Aur dil mein bhi iski na hasrat rahe. Mere bas dil mein dard-e-mohabbat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Mere bas dil mein dard-e-mohabbat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Main salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Samane e se khauf, samane e sa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. This beautiful ashar of our honorable Ilyasa Zala Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Abrez Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat was an embodiment of love and taught us that our object and purpose of life is to work towards gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Otherwise, our life is worthless. And when a person makes an effort in this line, then Hazrat in this beautiful poem has titled it, Main Salamat Rahu, Tu Salamat Rahe. That I remain at peace and in comfort, and you also remain in peace and comfort. And as our Hazrat has taught us that today the whole world asks anybody what we're looking for, we want peace and comfort. And Allah Ta'ala did not send us in the world here that we don't have peace and comfort. Allah Ta'ala gave us such a beautiful system of life, and our deen is so simple and so easy that Hazrat has taught us just by making our salam according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will bring all type of peace and comfort in our lives, in our homes, in the society, and throughout the world. But unfortunately, we have to be frank to ourselves and see our condition, how we have moved away from the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now today when we see turmoil coming into the world, then we want to know what is happening. From where is all this coming? It is all my own actions that I am moving in the wrong direction, and I expect Allah Ta'ala's peace and Allah Ta'ala's mercy to descend upon us. However, Allah Ta'ala has kept His door open till the last moment for every person, and till the last moment for the entire world. So here Hazrat is teaching us that daily we should make this dua also, but together with this, how to gain this, Hazrat gives a prescription in this beautiful ash'ar of his, which is a beautiful bayan, that Hazrat makes dua for himself and for all of us, that may salamat rahu, tu salamat rahe, meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe, that I remain in peace, you remain in peace. And what is the actual peace? That is my life of my world of the love of Allah Ta'ala. My world of the love of Allah Ta'ala should remain peace and intact all the time. In other words, we don't know. A person can never say for sure that, no, I've got the love of Allah and forever I'll have it. Or I am paban with my salah, etc. forever. No, all the time a person has to be worried and concerned and making dua and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, keep me firm on your deen. And this is how we will draw the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala only comes when we turn towards Allah. When we run and protect the houses of Allah, Allah will protect us. Allah protects our property, etc. We turn away from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see the repercussions. Allah Ta'ala open my eyes, the eyes of our hearts to realize that Hazrat says, if you want this reality to come into you, then keep in mind all the time, Samne aise khawfe qiyamat rahe, sab gunaho se meri hifazat rahe. That don't be just short-sighted and just think of your dunya, think of the real day, that is the day of qiyamah. And every person, you got two qiyamats. Your first qiyamat is when Malakul Maut stares you in the face. At that time, now you will realize that how was I loving my life? And Hazrat says, what is the sign that you got hope of qiyamat in front of you all the time? That this will automatically protect you from all types of disobedience of Allah. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us beautifully in the Qur'an Kareem, that follow in the footsteps of those men, Rijal, لا تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْءٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. That is those men that not any type of trade, etc., would have made them slightly unmindful of Allah and the establishment of salah. Why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They had in mind all the time the day when eyeballs will turn. That is the day we'll see what is the reality of this world. Allah Ta'ala reminds us that just think of this ayat, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Here we see little uproar, etc., and we are all worried, what is happening? Allah Ta'ala says, when the whole earth will shake, and the earth will throw out all its riches, etc., then insan will say, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What's happening to the earth? So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that the day of Qiyamah is definitely coming, and it is staring us in the face. But myself,
mostly unmindful of it and just carrying on our life and think our life that will just come right with certain wazifas, etc., and we don't change our lifestyle. Come back onto the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come back to the masjid and perform our salah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then see, Hazrat says, now when the love of Allah penetrates the heart, then automatically you'll see, sari dunya hi se mushku nafrat rahe. That now you become totally, all the evils of this world, you have total hatred for it. That you don't even want to hear about the this cup and that cup and what sports is taking place, etc. In other words, all those things that make you unmindful of Allah, which is actually known as dunya, those things that make you unmindful of Allah, now you start hating those things. Even that company, even that type of environment, those friends, etc. Now you have total hatred for that. When bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe, when you come in the company of the friends of Allah, this Mubarak Majlis, Allah blesses us with, to learn how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see that the only real enjoyment you get, an extreme enjoyment, is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And naam, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe, that in the heart, you feel the enjoyment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that our elders, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shaykhul Hadith, the Hazrat used to say that when we used to hear our elders or we hear somebody else taking the name of Allah, then water comes in our mouth. And real water, not like us. If we just see some delicacies, then our mouth starts watering, that we say we're lusting for it. Really, we must be lusting and we must be craving to make the zikr of Allah, to listen to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be making tilawat of Quran Pak, etc. Then see how Allah ta'ala's salamati, how Allah ta'ala's peace will automatically descend upon us. And then further Hazrat explains, now a person treads and goes further into the love of Allah. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, mera dunya ulfat salamat rahe. What is real salamati? What is real peace? A person thinks that peace is just that there must be no problems outside and I sit in my house comfortable. Whether I go to the masjid, don't go to the masjid, I'm living in peace. No, that is not peace. Hazrat says, mera dard, mere dil mein, tera dard ulfat rahe. That, oh Allah, in the crevices of the heart, the pain of your love must enter. That now every minute I'm worried, is Allah happy with me or not? That is peace. When Allah is happy with us, then we'll be in peace. No matter what is your outward condition, even you can be sick or whatever, but if Allah is happy with you, then you're in peace. If Allah is not happy with you, you can be in the most beautiful, luxurious place, but you won't be in peace at all. You won't have 1 minute of peace in your mind. So we should realize, Hazrat is teaching us, that in the crevices of my heart, O Allah, let your love penetrate. And that is why Allah has brought us here, to learn this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be begging Allah, making dua in our heart, that, oh Allah, that love you which is in the heart of our Shaykh and our Mashaykh, let it penetrate my heart also. And then once we get an idea of one iota of a drop of the love of Allah, then a person will make dua, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, this world of my of love with you, this is a different world. That is the world of peace and comfort and enjoyment. Real enjoyment, wallah, is only in the thoughts of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala stresses in the Qur'an Kareem, Ala, listen attentively, bi zikri Allah tasma'innul qulub. Only with the zikr of Allah, and ya ulama have explained so beautifully, we learn from our Hazrat, that Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, not just word the tasbih in your hand, fi zikri Allah. We have to be engrossed in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr will start on the tongue. It has to go into the heart. When it comes into the heart, then nobody will able to stop you from going to the masjid. Nobody will able to stop you from practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The world can get together, but you will be concerned. My love of Allah, my iman, that is most important. And a person will be giving his life to protect his iman. More than we protect our life and our property, we supposed to be giving our life to protect our iman. And then Hazrat says, when you got this condition and this fikr and worry, that, oh Allah, you have granted me the pain of your love, please keep it intact all the time. Till my last breath, and increase it every split moment. Then you will be written amongst the ashiqs, the true lovers of Allah. Those who got the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when will you be written amongst the ashiqs? Aashiqo mein mere naam lik jayega, apne amal par gar nadamat rahe. Hazrat says that your name will be written amongst the lovers of Allah. This is what Shaitan didn't have. That's why he went astray. He was a great abid. He made enough ibadat. He was a great alim also. He knew, he know all the laws of shariat of all the anbiya. Even the finer details also. And he was a arif also. He knew Allah Ta'ala is so magnificent. Allah hasn't got human qualities. That when Allah gets angry, then Allah is overtaken. No, when Allah was absolutely angry with him, still he made dua. But because he was an ashik, our Dada Sheikh says so beautifully, the stupid idiot, he didn't have a sheikh to guide him. That even at that time when he made dua, he didn't make the right dua. He said, Anzirni, O Allah, give me respite to love. Instead, if he had a sheikh to guide him, and that is why we realize these majalis are so valuable, especially in this time and age, when the test of iman is upon us now like burning coals in our hand. If we don't come regularly to the majalis of our mashayikh, our shaykh, etc., we will never able to look after our iman. That Hazrat says that if we just had to say, Unzur ilay, that, oh Allah, just change the harkat, that instead of saying, Anzirni, say, Unzur. Oh Allah, look at me with mercy. And till now, whatever the conditions in the world are, no matter what viruses, what havoc, what turmoil they might be, we just have to say, Ya Allah, look at us with mercy. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, we acknowledge that we are, myself, drowning in sin, far away from the sunnah of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we promise to turn back, make an effort now, as Hazrat teaches us. Read the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read the durood abundantly with release and enjoyment upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perform our namazes with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah. Give sadqah and make dua and see how Allah Ta'ala will change the tables. Allah is qadir and mutlak. Allah is in total control of the situation. It's no government, nobody. And Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Nobody knows the armies of Allah besides Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah wants to turn His armies away, Allah will turn His armies away. Allah's mercy will come down provided we turn. That Hazrat says, اَفْنِ عَامَالْ پَرْ نَدَامَتْ رَهِ. That we should realize my actions, first of all, a person like myself living in sin, and the pious servants of Allah, the ashiqs, their good deeds, they feeling regretful. Oh Allah, my this namaz I didn't perform properly. Although they make every effort to be concentrating, devotion, making dua, still they got nadamat. And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves, that a person never for a moment thinks that I am accepted in the court of Allah, that I am, no, the wali of Allah. We have to be worried and begging, oh Allah, you are so kind, please accept my amal which is not worth being accepted. And then Hazrat says, teri marzi par har aazu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. What is the sign of a lover of Allah Ta'ala? That all your desires and whatever the hopes you got, that you sacrifice for the love of Allah. That what Allah loves, that is what I love. All my desires, like a great wali of Allah, somebody ask him, how is it today? How are you feeling? Says, what can you ask of a person according to whom the world is functioning? Says, what you mean the world is functioning according to you? He says, I've sacrificed all my hopes and desires for the pleasure of Allah. So how Allah wants the world to carry on, I am happy. We shouldn't become despondent. We should turn to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the heart also you don't have regret that I had to give up the sport, I had to give up. No, Allah is happy with me. I have to lower my gazes for Allah's pleasure. Allah is happy with me, why must I have the slightest regret? And if Allah is happy with me, then what? Mere bameer, bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe, mera dunya ulfat salamat rahe. Hazrat addressing Hazrat Mir Sahab most probably, or like a close friend, you say, oh my friend, that in my heart, just make dua, and I must only have one thing in my heart, darde muhabbat, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest wealth, and this is where we get it, that Allah has brought us here, we should make enough shukr to Allah. And we can't make enough shukr, it is impossible. We can't make shukr at all. And we have to realize and admit in front of Allah that, oh Allah, for none of your ni'mat can we ever make shukr in the least, but because we can't even comprehend any of your ni'mat of yours. And, oh Allah, this true, this great ni'mat of your love, please keep it all the time salamat in my heart. Never ever let it waver, never let it fade, let it increase all the time. But for this we have to be connected to the pious servants of all the time and make the zikr of Allah and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nuhmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. We bring the chapter on Qurbani, sacrificing in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah Sahaba inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Qurbani practice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu asked, what will be acquired by it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a good deed is recorded for you in return for every hair on his body. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is wool on the body, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a good deed in return for every strand of wool on his body. Another hadith, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima radiyallahu anha, O Fatima, get up and be present at your qurbani when it is about to be slaughtered. All your sins are forgiven as the first drop of his blood reaches the earth. Remember that on the day of Qiyamah, its flesh and blood will be brought, and after increasing it by 70 times, it will be placed in your scale of good deeds. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this reward exclusive for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Truly they deserve such great reward. Or is this thawab for all Muslims as well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as for all Muslims in general. Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Qurbani rendered wholeheartedly, happily, and with sincerity of intention, will on the day of Qiyamah be a shield against Jahannam for the sacrificer. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has the means but does not render the Qurbani should not even come to our place of Eid Salah. One may realize the great displeasure which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam voiced against those who neglect this great act of ibadah. The grave warning mentioned in this hadith applies only to those who fail in offering the sacrifice despite having the means of sacrificing. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificed two sheep. When asked about the sacrifice, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to render these sacrifices. One sheep was for himself, and the other was sacrificed on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has tremendous rights over the ummah. It is not possible for us to fulfill adequately those rights. A qurbani offered every year by a believer on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact nothing great and no sacrifice. We should not allow this wonderful opportunity to slip by without having taken advantage of this great act of ibadah, by means of which great reward is obtained so easily. Those who are by the means should not be miserly and neglectful. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed one sheep for himself and one sheep on behalf of his ummah. In this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this qurbani is for the one in my ummah who believes in me and who acknowledges me. The sacrifice on behalf of the ummah demonstrates the love which Rasulullah ﷺ had for his ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us in his act of sacrifice. It is indeed regretful that members of the ummah, in spite of having the means, will forget to offer qurbani on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having made a qurbani on behalf of the ummah is that he included the ummah in share the reward and the thawab of the sacrifice. It does not mean that one sheep or goat can be sacrificed in the names of more than one person. A sheep and goat can be sacrificed only for one person. But if it's nafal, then you can make the intention for more than one person. And while a cow and camel can be sacrificed for seven people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليالي العشر والشفع والوتر صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before talking, starting our actual subject, one very encouraging incident of the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, show me the person who is the worst in my ummah, the greatest sinner, the worst person. Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, tomorrow morning the first person you see in the morning, he is the worst person. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam emerged from his house, he came out, the first person he saw was a person carrying a little child on his shoulders. And they were going towards the jungle. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, you showed me the worst person, show me the best person in my ummah. Allah Ta'ala said, the first person you made after sunset, he will be the best person in my in your ummah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam waited anxiously, the time came, and the first person he saw, he met, was the same person. So Najus was very surprising and strange. He said, ya Allah, ya kya majra, what is this? The worst person, and again the same person is the best person. Please explain to me, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala said that person who went out in the morning was going to the jungle, and he had his little child on his shoulders, like the small children sometimes we put them on the shoulder. The little child asked the father, that when he saw the jungle, huge, big jungle, oh my father, Abba, is there something more bigger than the jungle also? So the father said, yes, the mountain is more bigger, more greater than the jungle also. Child asked, something more bigger than the mountains also? So he said, yes, there is something more bigger and greater, the skies, they are so big, so vast, so big. Then the child asked, something bigger than the skies also? So then what a sorrow in his voice, and very, very guiltily and very sadly he said, my sons are even more than even the sky. Then he said, anything more bigger than that also? So then with a sparkle in his voice, he said, yes, the mercy and the forgiveness of my Allah. The mercy and forgiveness of my Allah is even more bigger than that. So then when he at night, then he says, Allah Ta'ala says, when he said that, I couldn't hold back. When he looks at my mercy and my forgiveness like this, I forgave all his sins. And not only forgave them, I changed them into good deeds. I changed them into the good deeds, and not only that, I made him the best in your ummah. So you saw him now, he is the best in your ummah. So we should always supplicate, make this dua, all the duas of forgiveness. One very, very effective dua, Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana. We have done a great, great wrong to us on ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana, which is, if you don't forgive us. In other words, it's sure Allah is going to forgive. There's no question that Allah is not going to forgive. Just make this dua. Wa illam taghfir lana, Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana. وَتَرْحَمْنَا, you don't forgive us, you don't have mercy. Forgiveness and mercy, two great, great things. Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be among the... In other words, Allah doesn't want you to be the losers. We will be losers if you don't forgive us. Surely Allah Ta'ala will forgive. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, that just on the words also, actually, the dua, asking for forgiveness, has got all conditions on it. But Allah's mercy is unlimited also. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We also explained about the power Allah has given the heart of a believer. What strong power Allah Ta'ala has given it. Just a little bit more to add to that. Like commonly we say, though that is more a proverb, if a person got a lion's heart. Though it is a proverb, that means he's got a very strong heart, a very brave. But reality is also this. A lion has got a very strong heart. Therefore, a lion doesn't fear. There's no fear by a lion. So that is that heart which it has got. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times quoted and explained to us from the works of Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. Opposite to that is the heart of a fox. A fox is a very coward animal, very frightened animal. Its heart is like that. It's got, like you can say, no heart. It is like useless. And compared to a lion. So, and what is a lion compared to a mu'min? A mu'min, what heart he has got. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that the bimari, problems, difficulties, fear for the heart of a person, any person, even a non-believer, then a mu'min's heart, and that heart that has got iman in it, what power hasn't it got? Hazrat says that nothing will stand like a lion. It's a king of the jungle. It doesn't fear anything. There's nothing like fear for by a lion. It just, it's got that power and that force in it. And what is that compared to a mu'min? Nothing compared to a mu'min. Mu'min, what heart Allah has given. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these very great days. Today, the second day of Dhul Hijjah is finished already. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the most beloved days there are in the year in which Allah wishes, loves, most Allah loves to be worshipped are these days. These are the most honorable days in the whole year, even Ramadan. These days, the night, last 10 nights of Ramadan are those special nights. But these 10 days are the most beloved. So we should see, 2 days are gone, what have I done? What ibadat of Allah have I done to please Allah? And also it comes in the hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this, it really surprised the Sahaba that this so great reward, and in their minds it was ingrained. The greatest ibadat is jihad fi sabilillah. And undoubtedly, definitely, jihad is a very, very great ibadat. According to some ulama, there are 6 basic principles of Islam. We know 5 normally. Jihad is also included in that. So jihad is one of them. So it was in their mind. They said, not even jihad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not even jihad. And the ibadat of this, what is jihad? We know it is strenuous. It is what a sacrifice. How lot a person has to... Just to go out in jamaat is not so easy, which requires a great sacrifice, and a person needs a great will to be going out in jamaat even. And this is jihad that you are going out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad, except that person that goes with his wealth and goes with his life naturally. And both of them he gives away. He sacrifices his wealth also and his life also for Allah. That is more valuable than what than the ibadat of these days. So that is under ordinary circumstances, out of these 10 days, a person who will go with his life and with his wealth, and he gives sacrifices everything, that can equal the ibadat of these days. And just what is, we'll come to it a bit more just now, the ibadat of these days, one of the main ibadat is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, specified by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that jihad can't compare with the Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. If only Allah can put in my heart, in our heart, to really realize the value of these days, that how great these days are. And then in these days, if a person goes out, that is also an ibadah jihad. But if he goes out in these days, then how great is not that reward. So it is ibadah. And in our deen, we have got various aspects of our deen. One is knowledge of deen, for which we have got Darul Uloom, our Makatib, our Madaris. That is one aspect. Then we have the work of great work of Tabligh and Dawat, a great effort that is carrying on. And what great, great benefits there are in there. Then there is a great work of the Khanqa, Islah and Tazkiyah, which also Allah expressed over and over in the Quran Sharif. That is also a great effort. Then we find lot of others also, social welfare work, helping out the poor, many other works also. All those are efforts. But what is ibadat? The whole ummah from the beginning till today knows what is ibadat. That is something else, which Allah also says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have completed your other work, yeah, not dunya's work, your other work of deen, now engage more in the ibadat of Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ. That was the work of the day. And then the other work, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّرْ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ. Now at night, engage with Allah. That is the thing that has to be continuously also. And towards the end of a person's life, more he should now go towards the ibadat of Allah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And when you have done your other works of deen, then now engage more in the ibadat of Allah. And ulama have written فَانْصَبْ, that that it is that ibadat of Allah Ta'ala in which you feel it. It's not just casually, like you're reading Quran, just little, now you feel the tight, you close the Quran. Finish. You're reading tasbih, now you just finish. No, you exert yourself. That is fansab. That little exertion comes in you. So this ibadat. So the ibadat and the whole ummah knows. So this is the ibadat that is required during these days. And the whole ummah knows the ibadat, the greatest ibadat, what is it in our deen? Namaz, salah, that is the greatest. So let us see during these days that we are not cutting corners with our salah. We are not chipping and cutting here and making short. Let us try and make our full namazes. And also unfortunately, like today, what is our knowledge? That when we learned, when we were little, we all knew Fajr is 4 rakats, Zohar is 12 rakats, Asr is 8 rakats, Maghrib 7, and Isha 17. But then as we gain more knowledge, so to say, now we started cutting out so many. All, how many there? Whereas now we should have been more power. Knowledge is to give us conviction on these things. Knowledge is not to cut out now, that we're cutting this out, cutting out that. So at least in this days, Allah give us tawfiq, that we try and make our namazes properly. That the chief ibadat, the main ibadat, and namaz, which is the main, every posture, every aspect of namaz is so spectacular. And the height of it is the lowest, the sajda. That is the greatest, the highest, is when we are the lowest, when we are in sajda. And Allah give us that enjoyment of sajda also, and the whole ibadat. So our namazes, let us see. Together with that, see our qadha namazes also. And then start now with our qadha namazes. And try and finish and cover up all the namazes we have made qadha. And it is just again that heart that we have to have. I want to do it. And we will be shocked that we calculated, I got 20 years qadha. And I'm already 80. Where am I going to finish it? But how that heart you got, Allah makes it easy. And what himmat, what this heart that a person has got, asked Muhammad Fatih, who conquered Istanbul, Constantinople in those days, Turkey. Ask him what, ask Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu, what is that heart? Ask Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what is that heart? Ask Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what is that heart? So let us have that heart. So our namazes and all then our other ibadat, if we got outstanding zakat we haven't paid. And also one thing, and this also at the same time, the solutions for our problems that we have got, whether it's the plague, the virus, whether it's this unrest and all this chaos that is carrying on, all this burning and looting, etc., whatever problems, my own personal problems also, whatever I've got, I'm suffering depression I've got this problems, illnesses, I've got this problems, finances, I've got problems, everything, solution is deen. But what is deen? Deen is not the knowledge of deen. Knowledge is part of deen, and all the darul ulums together are great. All the khanqahs work of tabligh is very great. But deen is like a person, he can give lectures on namaz. Or another example, you make wuzu all the time, but you are not making namaz. For what you making your wuzu then? No, wuzu is to make namaz. You are giving adhan, but you are not coming for namaz. So all that, so that is deen, the practice of deen. How much that we have in us, that is the solution. Undoubtedly, 100%, it is the solution. But unfortunately, with regard to the three quls that we are stressing so much also, after Fajr, after Maghrib, what Bismillah, few friends that we have, or almost we are sure they read it, when we ask them, they also slipping up, not reading it. Today now, program started after Maghrib. Today ask ourselves, all of us, did I read my three quls? Today did I read it? This morning did I read it? Many of us, we are slipping up. And we take it for granted. Our Bismillah before eating. What is this? What is deen? Not to know I must know read Bismillah, but to read the Bismillah at that time. And if we read it consciously, even much, much more greater. But just to read the Bismillah at that time. After eating, most of us, not even one, Alhamdulillah. And many friends, we speak to them, and they say that, no, we just forget. Deen is not to know the whole dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqani azban furatan. Deen is to read that dua. And if we read it with that spirit, what a dua. Bayans and bayans can be made on that dua. What a dua. And what is nabuwat? What is the ulum of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the enjoyment is, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will do it, then you will start getting this enjoyment. So our namazes we try, our qaza namazes, our zakat, any outstanding, everything else. Many also, good families, pious people, very, very pious. Every aspect of deen you can think of. But when it comes to inheritance, the one person who is in charge doesn't want to speak about it. He gets angry. He gets very cross about it. And if we do it, we do it also mostly, you go to court and get it done in the wrong way. Or we don't give the ladies usually their share. Or in various other ways, that is also a very, very important aspect of our deen. Our qaza namazas, qaza rozas, women especially. The monthlies they get, they can't keep their rozas. And we know that to keep roza in Ramadan is easy. And all the fadail of that. But out of Ramadan is not that easy. And it piles up. And then we lose courage and we lose heart and we find it very hard. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then we see the ibadat of these days is so simple. The third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, that also ask ourselves now, most of us have heard this bayan a few times perhaps. How many times did I read today my tasbih? Yesterday was the first. How many times did I read? Did I read even one tasbih? We should try and be reading much more. And ibadat is all tilawat of Quran Sharif also. During these days, we try and do our tahajjud also properly. If not, if we can't get up, and to keep the rozas, that is the other. Two things specified. Ibadat, generally, all the ibadat we are encouraged. That the most Allah loves is ibadat is during these days. And ibadat all those things. And then two ibadats which are specifically specified, the third kalima and roza. So how many rozas are we keeping? At least the ninth we shouldn't leave. But each day's roza, 1 year's roza sawab. Each night's ibadat, the ibadat of the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And then the roza of the ninth, 1 year's previous and coming year's sins are forgiven also. So how great are not this? And then the greatest day, the 10th of Zulhijjah. See? That is the day the most Allah, and the greatest Allah loves in there is Qurbani. And how Allah loves the Qurbani. There is no other ibadat Allah loves more on the days of Qurbani, and the most on the 1st, the 10th, and then the 11th, and then the 12th. The most Allah loves is on the 10th. And in fact, if we should, as how much we are encouraged, that even if Qurbani is not wajib, make your Qurbani also. Scramble some money, put it together and try and make your Qurbani. For your children, Qurbani is not wajib on them. And with your money, make Qurbani, who are not yet baligh. In other words, Qurbani is encouraged also. And it comes that the Qurbani animal will come on the day of Qiyamah with its hoofs and its horns. That will also be weighed. And as we just heard, it will be weighed 70 times more heavier. And every part, which computer, which scientific research till today can count the hair on a goat and the fiber of the wool on a sheep. For that also you're going to get the, so Qurbani is a great ibadat which Allah loves very greatly. And فَطِيبُوا بِهَا nafsa, open your hearts and make the Qurbani. That is what is deen, that spirit of Qurbani. On that day, but it's Qurbani now. And in fact, if we can spread it all over the 3 days also. So this is what the deen is, that it comes into our lives and we appreciate this. So these days are very, very valuable. And to bring this deen in its reality into our lives, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. We just go through this little article of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. It's more about plagues. And Hazrat says that at that time the news was coming in, that in different places, as we are getting news now, unfortunately, about the unrest and the looting and all this rioting or whatever it's happening, we're also getting news. One thing Hazrat explained here, this news is not just for the sake of news. And Hazrat says, few people, it crosses their minds that news is not just for the sake of news, but it is that we do something about it. The bare minimum is dua. And with regard to dua also, one nice article also that came, that today when we hear of difficulties of people, mostly it is just a news item. Even somebody passes away. Unfortunately, we don't make dua at that time. In my little bit of experience, two people I knew about dua. One was our Shaykh Rahmatullahi. Whenever anyone asked him for dua, he would just lift his hands immediately and make dua. Usually we say, all of us, inshallah. With the little children at home also, I always tell them to make, other people make, they say, yes, we make. Then when I interrogate them, then they say, no, we don't make. We think we make, but we don't make dua. So that is one thing, dua. And another was Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Imam in Kirk Street Masjid. Whenever anyone asked him for dua, immediately, Yaghfirullah lana wa lakum. What a big dua also. And also we know, especially the people like ulama, etc., a lot of people ask them for dua. Where are they going to remember also? That this person asked you for dua, that if you made dua at that time, you made it. And then if you remember, alhamdulillah, or even us, even in the family, etc., many of us, we're leaving home also, it's become a custom. So if we do make salam and make duas on the phone also. But it's just a customary thing. That's all. We don't make the dua. Who is that who sa'astaghfiru lakum rabbi? Yaqub alayhi salam, he told, I'll make dua for you people at the time of tahajjud. And who we do remember everyone. then perhaps we'll just have to, if we do, that all who told me. But immediately if you make a dua for that person, one was Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah, you should make dua for people. And the next day when he met them, he said, last night I remembered you in my dua. I remembered you, I made dua for you also. But very, very few people like that. So generally we don't make the dua. So make dua. And then worse than that is, we don't make dua and we find fault. Yeah, you see, they didn't listen. You see what happened. One boy, young boy, he was drowning. So the old elderly man told him, if you don't know how to swim, why you went in the water? And why are you swimming here where there aren't lifesavers? So he said, uncle, save me first. After that, you can lecture me. When you are in problem, we finding fault with the person at that time. Take the person out of the problem, give him your lecture, whole nice lecture afterwards. But at that time, save the person, what difficulty, what problem he's going through. So we many times, and said, really, we many times make dua, may they suffer more also. Because we haven't got the dua we have to make. Now with all this looting and rioting, many of us also, we will, perhaps we are making bad duas for these people also. What bad duas? See, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't for his dunya's sake go to Taif. He didn't go for his health reason for a holiday to Taif, which is a really healthy place to live with all goodness. He went just for deen and how they treated him. But he didn't give them bad dua. He gave them duas. And our whole lives, our lives also, all our properties also, our families also, cannot equal the least discomfort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them duas. And we today, what is our condition? So Hazrat explains about that. Then Hazrat says, another thing is when these difficulties are taking place, we know more it is at the moment in KwaZulu-Natal, it's in other places also, Allah protect everyone, everywhere. If we don't make any dua, we don't have, so who of us really are going there physically to go and help, or contribute financially, or anything? The least we can do dua, if that also we're not doing, then Hazrat says when other people's houses are burning, shops are burning, and we getting enjoyment, warmth in us, we're not even human beings. And unfortunately, that is our condition. We are carrying on, sir. And the most perhaps we'll just pass some remarks, negative remarks about the people, etc. Oh, it comes to our mind, what gunas they must have made that this is coming on them. But we don't realize that we have to be making at least the duas. And if we don't feel that, then we are really nowhere. One very important point, Hazrat says here also, which is not directly related, but the Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali say, for how long are we going to study the hikmat of the Greeks? This Yunani tib, our Hakim's medicine, is called Yunani, from the Greeks it has been taken. So we are studying their hikmat, their medicine all the time. He says, when are we going to study hikmat of the believers? That is about the ruh. Not only we are studying about masail, the four faras in wudu, or so many, these farais, all that, but about the hikmat of the ruh, our soul's diseases we have to study. Then the error of the worldly people in explaining all these problems that we have in, whether it's the plague or whatever. It was that time about the plague. Hazrat says that what they are saying commonly, even that time, that it is this droplet in the air, and a person then breathes it in or so. So Hazrat says we don't deny that. We don't say it isn't there. But how did the droplets come there? And for that he gives an example, like in somebody is knocking a peg into the wall, a nail into the wall. So the wall says, why are you breaking me and hurting me? He says, don't ask me, I got no strength to do that. Ask the one who's knocking me. So from where? The cause of the causes. We are looking, all the scientists with all their knowledge, they're looking at the superficial causes. But the cause behind that, which is Allah, is from Allah. And Allah doesn't do anything haphazardly. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْ. There is a cause for that. Disobedience of Allah, now Allah is hitting that nail in there. Now all this is being this happening. So we have to realize the cause of the causes, and not just the outward. A person who is being executed is killed. Now the scientists, or even with regard to astronomy and the stars, we are looking at all the things that are explaining that. But behind it is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. So a mu'min, an ordinary mu'min, is far ahead of all the scientists of the world. He sees that the hand of Allah is working. And the scientists, would all, and unfortunately our people also going in that way. So the ulama don't deny the outward causes, but they have got a much more further vision. And they see the real cause behind the causes. They are blocked here. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Then Hazrat explains about that king who had the people killed who were not worshipping the trench that he had built, and throwing the people in. And when that mother came with a little baby, and he snatched the baby when she didn't want to worship the idol, and he threw the baby, and then she became very hysterical, and she thought, now must I now worship, make sajda to the idol? The child called out, Amma, never ever do that. Come here, there is great enjoyment. She jumped in, she found enjoyment. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, right in the fire, what a garden, what enjoy. And then she shouted out to the people, all coming. Where the police were throwing them in, now they started stopping them from going. All were jumping. The king told the fire, what's wrong with you? I not. He said, you come here and you'll see, I'll burn you. Eh? But for the fire is in the hands of Allah. Drowning, Musa alayhi salam and his people passed. The water couldn't do them anything. Fir'aun came, drowned them all. For Ibrahim alayhi salam, the garden became a garden. The fire became a garden. Had Namrud gone, it should have burnt him also. So we have to understand, and the correct planning for the place for plagues and all these disorders. Allah Hazrat says, start with performing salah. Come on to deen now. And Hazrat explains another very important point. If you become pious, doesn't mean you're not going to die in the plague. You might not be affected by just riots and all these things. It will. But the difference will be, you'll have that contentment. And your heart will be at ease. And you'll be happy to go to Allah. And Allah, how many people here Allah is taking now? Maulana, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that when people are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's mercy, on their disobedience also Allah's mercy, then Allah brings these conditions. And Hazrat explains and says that in these conditions, now it's not necessary for all that big strenuous wazifas and mujahada and dua. All when these conditions come, sabr. And what is sabr? Accept it from Allah. You can't fight Allah. You cannot run away from these conditions. Nobody, it's in the hands of Allah, nobody can stop the condition. What Allah has decreed is going to happen. But you accept it wholeheartedly, the huge gardens of Jannah are open for you. And you got no choice but to accept it. You're accepting it willingly or unwillingly. Tawan aw karha. If you accept it willingly, ya Allah, it's from you, I can't help it. Allah opens the gardens, and Allah wants to give shahadat at this time. And Allah is opening the doors of shahadat by all these conditions. So if you accept it, and you don't accept it, still you're going to. Now you're not going to get, you lose out there, you lose out here also. And if you accept it, it's the will of Allah, you will get, gain it here also, and you'll gain there also. Allah give us proper understanding of our deen and make the reality of it come into us. These are precious days. Qurban is great. Hajj is great. What great occasion. Allah give us tawfiq. You can still reply to Azan, even just after Azan. We should reply also and fulfill the demands of Azan in every way. Respect the Azan, respond to the Azan, and reply to the Azan. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi.